Wow, why didn't I know that? I should have known that. So, lots of great things I've learned while I've listened to you, so I'll just have to keep listening.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
And for those who haven't heard, I'm going to be moving off to a new program here at Moody Radio. Actually started in January already. It's called Equipped with Chris Brooks, and I'm looking forward to being part of that. So, Michael, we have a question from Mildred, who wrote in. And she said, I've heard the teaching that all babies go to heaven. If this is so, would it be better for all people to just die in infancy and avoid the possibility of hell if all babies go to heaven?
Wow.
I know, that's kind of an interesting perspective on that question.
Yeah, well, let me just say, we have to think about life the way God thinks of it. And we should, that's almost not... I guess maybe we would say, okay, logically speaking, the best thing in the world is to have eternal life, and so, but that would be encouraging, okay, everyone, let's abort our children.
And we're going to assume that this is a philosophical question from Mildred, that
yeah.
She's not really trying to say
no,
that.
No, of course not. But we, philosophically speaking, we have to support what God says about life. And what he says is every human life is precious. And so... every human life being precious, we have to protect it. That's why, and every human life has the image of God upon it. That's why Genesis 9 says that murder has to be paid for with capital punishment, because of the image of God. And so we have to protect that human being with the image of God. Secondly, we have to recognize that the greatest opportunity people have is to have an opportunity to believe in Jesus. And so we don't want to short-circuit that. And then thirdly, God wants us here on earth to serve him. He has commanded us to be his servants. And if we say, oh, the better thing is to go to heaven, so therefore we're not going to serve him. No, he needs people, wants people. I don't think he needs anything, but he wants people to be his servants. He has set it up that way. And so, therefore, we have to preserve life for that reason. So there are too many reasons for us to protect human life that philosophically, whether philosophically that makes sense to you or not, that's not what God would want.
And just God's glory. What does he get the glory from? And ultimately, that's our purpose, isn't it?
And also, it's so important that people love God and respond to him with their will. We're not robots. And if every person just automatically goes to heaven because God wants us to make the choice to believe in him. And so that's what he is really giving us the opportunity to do when we live on earth. So,
yes.
In all those ways, I think it gives greater glory to God to preserve life. So, V&A, you have a tweet coming in there?
It was actually a Facebook message.
Okay.
And Ashley sent in, I would like a clear understanding of 1 John 5:6, where it states that Jesus came by the Spirit, water, and blood.
Mm-hmm. Well...